give me a few general impressions of reading it. What strikes you most about the Mennonites who come from Mexico? What kinds of things do you hit you the strongest? Being an outsider in a way, you work closely with many of them. What hits you first most of the time?
I have also found similarities. That what hits me first, well, yes, their dress was somewhat different than I've been used to by now. That isn't that striking, but I think this strikes people.
Yeah.
But after talking to them for a bit, I find that there are certain similarities. Their language, their Plotich is a little bit different than what I have learned from my parents.
Yes.
But although they're only expressions,
right.
There are words here and there that I had to really think and listen to find out what they really meant, but otherwise, I couldn't. I learned to speak the language better. And
What's your impression? Are they prepared to take up living here in Canada, or are they unprepared? Or?
This, I hate to generalize.
If you can't generalize, that's fine. That's good. Then tell me why you can't generalize.
Because I don't think they're. I hate to put them all under one. I think they are individuals, although many of them that I thought were quite willing to 2 years ago, they were settling down. Then the next winter I heard they had gone back to Mexico, and it surprised me somewhat. I thought this isn't going to, they had such a rough time the first year, it would have been that much easier if they would have stayed.
Mm-hmm.
But I have followed a few families that have been here a few years now, and it's been amazing how they have, in certain ways, integrated into the society, at least into school systems. I've talked to some of the teachers, and they say the children are doing well at school. But school problem, I guess, maybe there, I guess I don't mind saying something. I had a fair amount to do with the school attendance officer a year ago, and this wasn't with all families either, but there were quite a number of families that were very reluctant to send their children regularly to school. And they would the school attendance officer would ask me to try and find out why they weren't coming regularly. And the families that I approached, usually the parents would say, that's all right, but he just wasn't feeling well, or, this girl just had to stay home to babysit, or, They didn't seem to be generally that drastically against school, but very negligent. That was my impression.
Mm-hmm.